Good morning, everyone. My name is Joe, and I'll be your conference operator. Welcome to Hoteles City Express's first quarter 2023 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Please ensure that your full name is displayed correctly on Zoom. If not, please take a moment to edit your display name. I will now turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, the company's Investor Relations Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. We released our first quarter 2023 results yesterday after a market, which can be viewed on Hotel City Investor Relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call is Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, and Mr. Santiago Parra, the company's CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company's financial results. We'll then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to present Hoteles City Express first quarter 2023 results. We started off the year with a strong performance supported by solid fundamentals and a better outlook for the industry and the company. Occupancy rates were 53.3% for the quarter, 8 percentage points above first quarter of 2022. The average daily rate was 1,198 pesos for the quarter, up 12.6% compared to the same quarter of last year. This result highlights the strong demand and the positive trend of our range of diverse hotels. While the Mexican economy continues to grow and is benefiting from current nearshoring investment trends, we face macroeconomic challenges in the quarter due to rising inflation and interest rates. Nevertheless, we managed to increase occupancy and raise our ADR by leveraging our diverse hotel offerings and attracting a broad customer mix, from business travelers in industrial and urban corridors to tourists in resort destinations and colonial cities. We're especially optimistic about the revival of the manufacturing sector, particularly the automotive industry, which has spread to the Bajío region and Mexico's north and shows signs of recovery. During the quarter, we were notified of the approval from Mexico's Antitrust Commission, COFECE, to proceed with a strategic relationship with Marriott, which includes the sale of our five brands. We're currently working on finalizing and signing new franchise agreements and expect it to close in the beginning of May. In the meantime, we continue to work on our operational integration with Marriott International. As we have mentioned before, we anticipate that our new strategic relationship with Marriott will lead to multiple benefits for our chain. By partnering with such a renowned company and brand, we expect to increase our market share, especially among international travelers, and improve still further our operational efficiency. This alliance will also generate significant cost synergy, contributing to an estimated 150 to 200 basis points of our EBITDA margin. Ultimately, the partnership will pave the way for easier expansion beyond Mexico, especially in the US and around the Caribbean and LATAM, allowing us to capitalize on new growth opportunities supported by Marriott. Looking to the regions, our portfolio continues to be well-diversified and resilient, with increased business travel picking up in areas that had previously been lagging. Notably, hotels located in the southeastern region of the country stood out in the first quarter with an occupancy rate over 62% versus 56% previous year, driven mainly by the recovery in demand for events, conventions, and business and leisure travel. In addition, the Northwest region continued to perform well due to increased nearshoring activity in the border industrial zone and the growing demand for medical tourism, boosting demand in 14 cities and 30 of the chain hotels for the third consecutive year. Metropolitan areas continue to show significant recovery in the first quarter as large corporations resume in-person travel and events, and thus an increase in road traffic. In particular, we saw a significant improvement in the City Express Plus brand performance. The brand's higher room rates and consistent RevPAR performance contributed to the company's overall growth in revenue. In the Bajío region, companies such as BMW, GM, and Drexel have recently announced large new investments. We anticipate 25 of our hotels in the area to benefit directly from this, which should improve occupancy and rates going forward and over time allow for construction of new hotels and further growth opportunities. As part of our strategy to further increase demand, we have focused marketing efforts to position City Express Plus as a casual luxury brand. In this effort, we have expanded our marketing channels in the digital, print, and cinema space, in addition to implementing strategies to reach new corporate clients. Regarding financial performance, EBITDA for the quarter was $264 million, an increase of 90.6% compared to the first quarter of 2022. The EBITDA margin was 31.6%, which represented an expansion of 920 basis points. These results reflect our continued efforts to increase rates and reducing costs through operational efficiencies, process automation, and the benefits of scale as fixed costs get diluted by growth. We continued our efforts to sell land and reduce our debt balance. During the first quarter, we recycled land bank for nearly 70 million pesos and made debt repayments of more than 60 million. Also, as we have mentioned before, once the transaction with Marriott is closed, we plan to make a debt repayment of somewhere between 800 and 1 billion pesos. This will significantly delever the company and de-risk it at the same time, which will not only free up cash flow for high returns for shareholders, but also provide us with financial flexibility to pursue other growth opportunities. Additionally, we're already in the path to refinance our syndicated loan, which will allow us to improve amortization schedule, reduce interest rates, and take advantage of more favorable financial terms. We expect to conclude this refinancing during the second quarter of the year. All in all, our efforts of delivering our balance sheet translated into a reduction of the net debt to EBITDA ratio, which fell from 4.2 times in the quarter down to 4.2 times in the quarter, down from 8 times a year ago. Considering the industry trends and current market conditions, as well as the benefit of our partnership with Marriott, we expect to close the year with a net debt to a ratio of around 3.3 times. At the same time, we will continue with our share repurchase strategy. With respect to CapEx, in February, we opened two new hotels, the City Express Plus Guadalajara Providencia with 150 rooms and the City Express Plus Mazatlán, a franchised and managed hotel with 130 rooms. It is worth mentioning that quarter on quarter, we reduced our non-productive asset figures in 19%, down to 1.2 billion pesos through the sale of land and completion of a couple of hotels that required a minor investment. Going forward, we will continue to reduce our non-productive assets. Additionally, this quarter, after conducting a thorough analysis, we have acquired the remaining 30% of the cities of the City Express shares and City Express Suites in Playa del Carmen, and 50% share of the City Express and City Express Junior in Puebla, Angelopolis hotels, for a total of 88 million pesos. These hotels still have a potential for improvement, and our partnership with Marriott will benefit demand in all four hotels. Overall, our focus remains on identifying portfolio properties that can improve our profitability and performance, and we continue to analyze each hotel and location individually to find such opportunities. We estimate These strategies could add an additional 50 basis points to our EBITDA margin by the end of 2023. Overall, the first quarter marked a productive start to the year and further proved that Hoteles City Express is in a strong position to create shareholder value with its high quality hotel portfolio and diverse customer mix, together with delivering and increasing productivity. Our chain's strong culture and empowered employees have played a crucial role in enabling us to adapt our services and operations to ever-evolving market demands. This adaptability is further bolstered by our strategic leveraging of technology, ensuring that Hotel City remains competitive and at the forefront of the hospitality industry in our region. Before I pass the call to Santiago, I would like to reiterate that Hotel City Express has become the largest integrated company with presence in Mexico and Latam in our market segment, with more than 4 million customers annually. By integrated, we mean the ownership of brands, hotel management capabilities, investor in hotel assets, design of hotel concepts, project manager of hotel developments, as well as owner and developer of technology for the lodging industry. After closing the transaction and establishing the strategic relationship with Marriott, we will receive all the brand services from them and the opportunity to grow internationally in other market segments. We will remain with our current investment in hotel and be able to expand our management contracts and development services, as well as information technology platform in the lodging sector. I will now pass the call to Santiago, who will give you more details on the results from the first quarter.
Thank you, Luis, and good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to share with you our results from the first quarter of 2023. I'd like to start by highlighting a few important strategic balance sheet related actions taken during the quarter. First, as Luis mentioned, we made a debt prepayment of 50 million pesos, which reduced our net debt and improved our net debt to EBITDA ratio. Additionally, we have started the process to refinance our syndicated loan, which should be done during the second quarter of 2023 to improve amortization schedule and interest rates. We expect this refinancing to provide us with more favorable debt terms, further strengthening our balance sheet. Furthermore, once the transaction with Marriott is completed, we plan to make a debt prepayment of between 800 million to 1 billion pesos. Overall, these actions will enable us to further enhance our long-term growth strategy, improve our financial position, and create value for shareholders. Looking to the quarterly results, my remarks will be based on Hotel City Express's first quarter 2023 financial results as prepared under IFRS guidelines. We closed the quarter with a portfolio of 152 total hotels, which is one less hotel compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Of these, 145 were considered established properties, two more than the first quarter of 2022. The chain operated 17,487 rooms in the quarter, 156 more than the first quarter of 2022. At chain level, our ADR increased 12.6% year over year to 1,198 pesos. And the occupancy rate increased 8 percentage points over the same period to reach 53.3%. Taken together, RevPAR increased 32.8% year on year, closing the quarter at 639 pesos. Strong business and leisure hotel activity, along with increased rates and consistent demand, led to an increase in the chain's RevPAR. We believe this improvement in rates will continue into the second half of 2023. Revenues reached 850.3 million pesos for the quarter. This implies a 34.6 year-on-year increase and reflects the continued positive trend in recovery of occupancy and rate levels, with which the company expects to uphold this growth. Total costs for the quarter increased 10.7% year-on-year to 678.5 million pesos, mainly due to the increase in occupancy and therefore higher costs per occupied room per night. Despite these factors, the increase was 23.9 percentage points lower than the increase in revenue due to our cost containment strategy, which shows our high operating leverage. First quarter adjusted EBITDA was 265.7 million pesos, an increase of 91.6% year on year, with a margin of 31.6% and a 9.4 percentage points higher than the growth in adjusted EBITDA recorded in the first quarter of 2022. I would like to stress that this is the highest EBITDA amount for a first quarter in the history of the company, and the margin is the highest in a first quarter since 2018. Our comprehensive financing result increased for the quarter to 200.7 million pesos, compared to the 124.9 million pesos reported in fourth quarter 21. This was primarily due to higher interest payments on our bank obligations caused by interest rate increases. At the end of the quarter, 63.7% of our total debt was covered with a derivative instrument, capping the base rate of our loans to a weighted average cost of 12.6%. As a result, 3,384 million pesos of our debt is hedged against interest rate increases. At the end of last year, we were able to agree with our bank lenders to authorize financial covenant waivers until the fourth quarter of 2023, which shows the confident and strong relationship we have with our banks. Financial liabilities decreased 6.3% from 5,669.8 million pesos at the end of first quarter 22 to 5,309.9 million pesos in first quarter 23. As Luis mentioned, we acquired approximately 16 million worth of shares in the first quarter. We currently hold approximately 138 million pesos in shares of the company, equivalent to 24 million shares. This share buyback program should increase earnings per share and create further value for our shareholders. We plan to cancel 144 million shares that were previously issued but are currently in the treasury and will not be placed. We will continue to consider further share repurchases if we believe it is in the best interests of our shareholders. Cash and cash equivalents decreased 27% year over year to 735.2 million pesos. We acquired approximately 16 million pesos as part of our share repurchase plan in the first quarter of 2023. We prepaid debt for more than 60 million pesos and bought minority interest for 88 million. Net debt increased 2.1% versus fourth quarter 2022 to 4,575 million pesos. In summary, we were pleased with the results from the first quarter of the year, and we undertook significant strategic actions to strengthen our balance sheet. Coupled with the anticipated COFECE approval, which brings us closer to finalizing the transaction with Marriott, this quarter has been highly productive in terms of ensuring long-term value for our shareholders. Thank you for your attention. Joe, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected by a telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You'll then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. The first question comes from a telephone number ending in 4579. Please state your full name and company name and ask your question.
Hi, good morning, Luis, Santiago, Hector. Thank you very much for taking my questions and congrats on the results. I have some questions. The first one is, Luis, you just mentioned about the possibility of exploring future growth opportunities upon the strengthening of your capital structure. So my question would be, is there any region or format that you will be actively or more actively seeking to develop? And then a second question would be on the opportunity for improving over 50 basis points on your EBITDA margin that you mentioned in your press. So I was wondering where should this efficiency come from?
Okay, I'm sorry, but I didn't hear your name.
I'm sorry, my apologies. This is Valentin Mendoza from Actinver.
Okay, thank you, Valentin. Well, the opportunities wise, we still have a land bank of about 650 million pesos, which are, most of them are really nice pieces of property spread out in the strategic regions of the country. So that is one way to keep on optimizing our balance sheet and reducing unproductive assets would be to detonate those developments and use our land bank. The other is something that we have been doing is probably we can partner with some other investors in doing those developments, or we could just sell the land together with a project mounted on and invested and being invested by third parties. So the initial strategy is to try to deploy and use our land bank to detonate growth in the strategic areas of the country where we are located. Now, in terms of the additional the margin, remember the margin, City Express. I don't know whether that answered your initial question.
No, yes, actually you did, Luis. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now the second one is the following. Remember that there are some City Express and the hotel industry has cycles even within the year. So the first quarter is slow for the business sector and probably high for the leisure, especially in the international markets. And then you have different behaviors during the year. The GOP margin that was presented by Santiago is for the first quarter, which is cyclical. No? So that is not the aim or the final GOP margin or EBITDA margin that we're aiming for the remaining of the year, just to separate the answer. So in essence, what we have been doing is based on the expansion and the growth in sales, you've seen how our GOP growth, our profit margin grew from year to year, and the volume with a 30-something percent increase in sales, we showed up a 90% increase in operating profit. So on the EBITDA. So what will happen is when we are saying that half a point additional is that we still have some areas of the country which have not returned to normal circumstances. So we are aiming for that. We are also, as many other industries, and the hotel sector is not separated from that, is that we have been having a scarcity in labor. Qualified labor. There is a lack of personnel in many areas of the country that prevails or forbids you to open completely your properties because you will probably not be giving or providing an excellent service. So what we are really doing is analyzing a bunch of properties that are located in those areas which have these kind of difficulties. And we have putting them in, let's say, what we call intensive care. No, it is a mode of operation which is having close contact to our operators in the region, trying to get the staff up to speed, as well as trying to identify market opportunities. So that's where we see that we can get some efficiencies out of that program. And we foresee somewhere between a half a point and a point additional in profit throughout the year, not necessarily for this quarter, for the remaining of the year, and take into account that the 32% per, margin that we have today is not necessarily the highest during the year. We have normally the second and fourth quarter are very strong, and the margin should be overall in the year above the number that we're showing for the first quarter.
In addition, I would like to add, Valentin, to your first question, in terms of future growth internationally, Marriott will be doing a lot of effort into expanding the brand internationally with third parties. And City Express will be, in terms of the strategic relationship, will be close to Marriott and doing development and management for those projects. So, I mean, we will be an option for new owners that invest in the City Express by Marriott brand in order to operate them and develop them. So that also is a new growing for the company.
Great. Thank you very much, Santiago. It's crystal clear. And just one final question, if I may, from my side. You highlighted that over 30 properties are currently capitalizing on the nearshoring tailwind. So I was wondering if you could provide us with some color on the occupancy that said assets are currently delivering.
So just to get the question, you're asking for the portfolio in the nearshoring area, or I didn't get it. Or
if I got it right from your press, over 30 hotels are located in the northern region and are currently seeing the tailwind from nearshoring. So my question is, if you could give us some color on the occupancy those assets are having as we speak. Probably not as we speak, but for the quarter.
Yes, in terms of like we have the company divided by regions, and the Northeast region has around 57% occupancy, and North West has around 60% occupancy. These, of course, have one of the highest average daily rates through the company because they're close to the border, and a lot of people know it's indexed to dollars. So we're doing pretty well in these corridors. And just to mention, I mean, the nearshoring is something, it's like a trend right now, but the company started investing in these corridors ever since it was founded in 2002. No, so basically back then, the corridor that was targeted was the NAFTA going from Mexico City all the way to Nuevo Laredo and Laredo in Mexico. And that's where we started growing. And then we identified, you know, the path that goes all the way to Nogales and Tijuana, you know, that borders the Pacific, then the oil industry, then the Bajío. So, I mean, it's something that it's happening right now, but the company has been targeted and positioned to fulfill all these trends back since its foundation.
Yeah. Now, and some other thing, Valentin. When you say nearshoring, for us, it's not a new concept. It's something that was born with NAFTA. Everybody, I mean, we knew that was going to happen. We have seen drawbacks in that, in the sense that when China appeared, many of those corridors in Mexico flew to the industries there, flew to China, and then they're coming back. But nearshoring is not only the border towns. You can use Silao in Guanajuato, which is in the center of the country, as part of the nearshoring. They have a lot of communication tracks, highways, and rail tracks all around, and they even have a free trade zone embedded in Silao, which is a free tax zone. So the investment in nearshoring is not necessarily in the border towns. You'll find it in the ports. You'll find it in certain cities within Mexico. Tesla is moving into Monterrey, So when you say nearshoring, yes, nearshoring, I would say even in Puerto Progreso, Mérida, receiving a lot of investment. So when you think of nearshoring, it's really the country. And I would say center north, unfortunately, not necessarily the southern part of Mexico, unless Tapachula and Salina Cruz are detonated with a train and with the infrastructure in the ports down south. I just wanted to make a remark that what means nearshoring to City Express?
Totally agree, Luis. Thank you very much to all of you for your useful information. Thank you, and congrats again.
Our next question comes from Michael Burkle. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Yes, hello. It's actually Bernd Mühlfriedl, but it's the same company, Zenon Investments from Germany. First of all, congrats to you to the excellent results. It's really very encouraging to see how you came out of this hole from the COVID. I've got a question to the balance sheet and the income, the bottom line profitability. Nice to hear that you are deleveraging, and even further so in Q2. The interest rate expense should go down then again. So my question is, first, when do you see a return to bottom line profitability? And maybe can you share some bottom line profitability targets you have in mind for the whole year, if that's possible?
Well, the deleveraging should start. We are expected to see that deleveraging in the next month with the closing of the transaction. And that would automatically return us to profitability. If you see the losses during the year to date and compare it to the interest expense that we are having, you'll find that it's really what's making us unprofitable or having losses. It's not the operating profit, because at operating profit, we are positive in terms of results. It's really the cost of debt. So we are concentrating on eliminating that. At the rate, at the current rate of the uncovered with the interest rate caps, the average rate is 14.5% of cost. So if you take 800, let's say 1,000 million, as in order to make the math easier, and apply 140 million pesos. 14.5% is roughly 145 million pesos of interest a year. So if you were to add that back or reduce the interest expense for the equivalent for these 3 months, you'll find that the company is in profits already. So we should, there is not an operating problem, it's really a financial problem. And the truth of the fact is that this 1,008, about 1,000 pesos, is the cash flow outflows that we had during the pandemic times. So the over leverage of the company was really caused by the losses that we incurred during the pandemic. And not only losses, we continued to serve debt and pay principal and delever during the pandemic. And we even invested during the pandemic. About 400 million pesos were invested in real estate in order to close the properties that were under construction, and we could save them, something that we did. And then another 350 million were used to reduce debt, and close to 600 million to pay interest during the pandemic. So if you add that, and only 100 million pesos were lost in EBITDA. So really what we are doing with payment of debt is really patching the hole that was created by COVID. So if it weren't for that, we would be profitable already in the bottom line. So where do I expect it? I don't know whether we can say it or not.
We typically don't give
estimates,
guidance
yet. But you can work with Hector Vasquez and our investor relations area to review your model and try to give you some light on that.
But what we can share, this is Santiago Parra, Michael, and what we can share now and reiterate is that we expect 200 basis points improvement in EBITDA margins because of the synergies with the Marriott transaction, and another 50 basis points for what Luis mentioned in the question before, no, the properties that we have and will be improving during the remainder of the year.
Yeah, as well as during the restructuring, we will reduce our average cost of debt.
Correct.
Since the terms of the restructuring reduces the spread that we're paying for the COVID loan, for the salvage loan. So you'll find a lot of savings in that line, which are just, we're working for the banks and we are not hired for that. So now we have to work for investors. So you'll find that there is an important reduction in the non-operational expenses like interest expense.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the telephone line ending in 2836. Please state your full name and your company name. You may need to press star 6 to unmute yourself. It looks like the phone line question is no longer coming through. We will pause again for further questions. As a reminder, Hoteles City's CEO, Mr. Luis Barrios, and CFO, Mr. Santiago Parra, are available to answer any further questions you may have about the first quarter 2023 results. As a reminder, to ask a question from a phone line, please dial star 9, or if you have joined the call over Zoom, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. We will pause for further questions. We have not received any further questions at this point, so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Mr. Luis Barrios for closing remarks.
Thank you all for participating in today's call. We are pleased with a robust performance in the first quarter and anticipate a strong remainder of the year. As always, we appreciate your trust as we work to generate value for our stakeholders. Should you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We're more than happy to speak with you.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.